KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune into KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, I'm Nicole Canaan. I'm a solo artist out of Salt Lake City. Wherever came out in October, and it is my first technical album out ever. It's just a culmination of songs of my experience kind of growing up from 17 to 18. So those are very impactful years for many, and including me. I grew up with a lot of video games, watching them mostly, not playing, just watching my older brothers play them. The analog sounds in those video games that they use when they're telling like the stories of the characters and like the synth music, just like something about those sounds scratches my brain like more than anything ever has. I like love how they can be used for dramatic effect. I love alt pop genre in general because people are trying new things all the time and you can really experiment with whatever kind of sound you want to make. I love like combining those like synths and stuff with sadder lyrics, and I think it creates like a really interesting balance. I had been writing all of these songs in high school, mostly on the ukulele, and just like I really had like a lot building up. I kind of started to mess around with recording with my brother, and we ended up recording Lovesick, which was the first song I put out. But I really didn't have any kind of like idea on what I wanted to do, mostly because I didn't think I could do anything. I thought I was like being unrealistic myself, trying to put out any music and like have people listen to it. So I kind of just got over that and then realized like this is just what I want to do. I'm gonna try. And then Isaac, my old friend and producer, Isaac Elmont, reached out to me after I posted a song on SoundCloud, because that's when I really started messing around. I was making demos and just putting them on my SoundCloud, and he listened to one of them and messaged me and was like, this is really good, like this is the style of music I would like to work on, and I want to produce, and I would love to produce an album for you. I was like, okay, well, I have someone right here who wants to do it, so I guess I'm just gonna do it. Yeah. In my chest, yes, my brain has taken over. My blood is flowing sober. My heart just can't convince my stubborn head. It was a lovely and very fun experience making the EP, and it was also extremely nerve-wracking. I had never been vulnerable with someone about my music, and like I had to be when I started recording with Isaac, and I had to tell him, you know, what the songs were about so I could so we could get the right feel for them. And that was literally like the most mortifying experience of my life. And now it's just like something that I'm used to, and because now we continue to work together. But yeah, that whole process made me realize how like scared I actually was to tell people exactly what I was feeling with my music and to be vulnerable. And every song, like, we would finish, I would just get more and more anxious about the release, because I was like, I guess I'm going to tell people this. It's going to be out there in the open, and I have to be okay with that. Wherever / Another Day is my favorite track from the EP. The track I felt has been a feeling that stayed consistent with me, like, throughout my life. So it's very dear to my heart. I wrote it in 2018 when I had just moved out. Moved out right after I graduated, and I just thought, oh, I'm gonna move out and everything is gonna be better. Like, all my problems are gonna be solved because it's just about where I'm at. Like, it's just because I'm at home. Like, I just need to get out and everything's gonna go my way. You know, you move out, you're in a new spot, and you're still yourself and you still have the exact same problems. I was just still feeling restless, though. Like, I thought I was going to be, like, really happy in a new environment, and I felt the exact opposite. Like, I was just stuck in my body, stuck with the circumstances I had been given, and I just couldn't help but feel things would be better if I was a different person. My life would be better if I was someone cooler, like someone who could do cooler things than me, someone smarter than me, because I've never, you know, I didn't really go to school. I always felt like a lack in my life because of that. I felt like I needed to do something bigger, but I just felt like I needed to do anything because I was not happy where I was at, and I was just wondering, would things ever change, and would that ever get better? And it was it actually because where I was at, but it wasn't. It was just me. Moving wasn't like an intentional, it really was more of like a running away feeling. And I think if you're trying to run away from something, you will just run right back to it on accident if you don't just face it. Which is something, yeah, my pops always used to say, like,
oh, if you run away from your problems, it's just going to come back to you through a different person, through a different trial.
And I, you know, as an angsty teenager, was like, no, it won't, pops. Like, that's so irritating. But he was absolutely right, unfortunately. I wrote that first part in 2018, and then I wrote the second part another day, actually like a year later, because I was feeling the exact same things. Good things will happen, but when and how am I going to get through right now, even if things are going to get better? It just feels extremely difficult to get through the monotonous day-to-day, even if you know things are going to change, because change is great. It's harder just learning to be okay where you're at with just who you are, and you have to get used to yourself, and it's a really difficult thing to do. Another Day as well was definitely like heavily influenced by my own struggles with my mental illness and like my depression, having to convince myself to actually get up and go do something instead of just saying, I'll get better sometime else. I'll start improving sometime else. Like, yeah, and I'll start trying sometime else. Because, I mean, you don't always have to be improving, but like, I wasn't even trying, and yeah, every day was a rest day, you know, for a while. Like, I was like, oh, this is a self-care day, as I laid in my bed for 13 hours. Yeah, not a lot of care in it. And yeah, that's why, too, I have the line in there, sleep in tonight, tell it's tomorrow, and I'll feel all right. Yeah, because I also just felt like, well, I'll just sleep it off, and it kind of works sometimes, but not usually. You're still the same person when you wake up. Yeah. The one line that is more specific to like certain events at the time was the I'm bored of this body I've been living in. That one, I had just been trying to change my appearance like a ton, because I really was just like very, very bored with what I looked like, who I was. And so I was trying to get new clothes, you know, new hair, everything. Bought glasses for the first time, and none of that, like, it helps, but none of that really changed. But it's, yeah, and that feeling, of course, of wanting to kind of see what it would be like in someone else's body and what they're living and experiencing when you're in a place where you're not really doing anything in your life because, you know, you don't feel like you can. Switching with someone else doesn't sound too bad. It starts sounding pretty good. Mostly, I just try to change my thoughts on how I view my body and myself, and not be constantly, like, if this makes sense, like, perceiving myself. Because we live, like, in a very strange time with technology where we're, like, watching ourselves, like, live our lives because we're, like, posting about it on, like, social media and stuff. I just try to not look at myself through that lens anymore. Like, I try not to see, like, oh, I'm bored of my body. That means I need to change something. Like, instead, I have tried to think of, I'm bored of my body. Let's go do something with it. Like, and go somewhere, explore something, use the body I was given to do stuff, instead of just seeing it as this physical thing that I need to put on a certain appearance for people. I wouldn't say, like, I was, before I started releasing music, that I was the most sociable person or really the best at talking to people, mostly because since I wasn't ever really being honest with myself, I wouldn't really listen to other people that much either, because, I don't know, when you don't really have, like, good communication with yourself, you kind of just, like, don't give a shit if, like, what other people are saying. And so I was, like, not the best communicator, and that's something I'm still working on. But yeah, after doing this and, like, releasing music, and just the more people I meet, it's just such a better feeling to actually, like, the only way I feel like I can actually connect with people is being honest and trying not to let, like, my mental blocks of my own doubts and insecurities get in the way of me talking and communicating with other people, because that is the hardest thing to do. This song you're about to hear in full is the first song off my EP Wherever, and it's titled Lose Yourself. And the chorus is something I wrote back in high school when I was first realizing that I was a little gay. Yeah, I had literally just freshly come out. I really liked this girl, but I didn't feel like either of us were really in environments where we could be fully comfortable with that and fully accept that we were gay. And yeah, because we were, like, out to all of our friends and stuff, but it was very secretive with our families. I really liked her, and I just, this whole song is kind of just a yearning song, and not even necessarily like a fully romantic song. I just really wanted both of us to be able to accept where we were and, like, who we were, and I wrote that chorus part, like, I don't know if you've been told, but I've got something to say to you, something that's new to you, about how I just wish I could have told her that I saw her and loved everything about her and, like, the things that we couldn't necessarily tell everyone, and that I saw all of that in her, and I just wish I could have let her know, you know, that I really admired it. Enjoy the first track of my EP, Lose Yourself. Find me on Spotify, Apple Music, all the streaming services, Instagram. I'm on Twitter. Follow at your own risk if you want. And my handle is at Nicole Canaan on all of those. Also on Facebook. I don't know. Friend me on Facebook. We can chat. Yeah, that's it. Should I make a website? I'm getting a lot of my live set together because I actually only really started performing live like this year, basically. So you can see me at Craft Lake City August 14th. Again, I'll post about it on my socials. Yeah, and you can also see me at Kilby Court opening for Dad Bod and Adult Prom July 30th. If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Slug Picnic is back on July 31st. Bring your beach chairs and furry friends for live performances from No Shooting Friends Joseph, The Anchorage, and Decent Animals. In between sets, you can do some shopping with local artisans and enjoy food from Wimpy and Fritz. Get your tickets at slugmag.bigcartel.com. Craft Lake City's annual DIY Fest is happening August 13th, 14th, and 15th. Don't miss your chance to attend Utah's largest local-centric three-day arts festival. Tickets available at craftlakecity.com.